but like, look at it from this angle. Like, what do you think that is? Like, what does it look like to you?
Do I need mirrors or something to look at it?
If it helps, a bit of smoke.
Smoke and mirrors. Woo! It just dancing and shows.
It just appeared overnight, and I have to say I'm a little bit concerned about it because I've never seen it. I've seen them on you, but I've never seen them on me before.
Mm.
Something similar, anyway. Like, in where it is as well, it's a bit concerning. Isn't
it is concerning. I would go and see we've got a doctor, yeah.
Well, it's just a fucking. It's just a coffee machine with googly eyes on, if that's what you're
thinking. Yeah, the doctor. Well, I mean.
But do you think the fact that it's weeping, is that a good sign or a bad sign? Does that mean it's healing?
Well, I think it's probably getting all the poison out.
Yeah, poison.
That's how I think the body works.
I try to suck the poison out, but it just.
But you haven't got your ribs.
I just couldn't stop sucking. But yeah. But I just thought I'd get your opinion because I know that you're well versed when it comes to body anomalies.
Well, I do appreciate that, but in future, go through the doctor, yeah? If the doctor physically says to you, show that to me,
uh-huh.
I will see.
So you're more of a consultant?
I'm more like, I'm high level.
Your next, like, yeah.
I'm niche as well, so I'll only look at certain things.
What's your
and
weight?
That's out of my wheelhouse.
What's the time, sort of waiting list, sort of time thing? How long would I have to wait to see you?
Oh, there's a big, big waiting list. I'm rushed off my feet.
So do you deal with more like sort of celebrity status sort of people?
I'm a butt doctor. Whatever I finds, I keeps.
You're a butt doctor?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm everything but. Ha ha.
Oh. You got any questions for me? Let's just get straight into it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, sir.
Let's not mess around too
looking
much.
Looking into your eyes there, no. Thinking, are you all right?
Well, that's not where the problem is.
Yeah, well, I know.
Well, not those eyes,
anyway. I've just stopped. That's not in my wheelhouse, as I say. So the book's flapped open.
Has it?
Yeah, it's whirled open, like the book out of Evil Dead. And it's saying...
Remember Evil Dead?
Yeah. I'm going to read out what it says.
Okay, please.
Before WW2, lobsters were considered the cockroach of the ocean, and eaten by the poor, homeless, slaves and prisoners.
Is that true?
It
must be.
What this book says.
Because that's the book of firm facts. So I wonder what changed then?
Overfishing, perhaps?
Ah, so when something becomes more rare, therefore become... Ah, okay.
Or in World War II, obviously, there was like, you know, there was a struggle to get everything.
So
feed the people.
Yeah. Do you like lobster?
I've only had it a couple of times. I think it's a faff.
It's a faff, like.
Isn't it? Like suckling like bits of bone and like, or what is the shell called? Is it just shell?
Yeah, just a shell. All right. Because it's a, what do you call those types of creatures?
Invertebrate, is it?
Do they have bones inside of the shells? Vertebrates are, where vertebrates.
Right.
Invertebrates are the ones without bones. Is that right?
I don't know. There's nothing to double
check any of this. Vertebrae are the your spine are made up of vertebrae, aren't they?
Right.
So vertebrates are creatures with yeah. So invertebrates are the ones like mollusks. Is a lobster's not a mollusk? It's a shellfish, isn't it? It's like a.
Is it like a crab then?
Yeah, same family. Yeah, so they don't have any bones inside them. It's like an exoskeleton.
Ooh,
that's what
wow.
exoskeleton means. It's the bones are sort of on the outside of the body, which is
so. If I went into a restaurant back in the day and I says, "Can I have a look at what exoskeleton dishes you have on the menu?" What do you think the waiter would have said to us?
Would have went, "Oh, certainly, sir. I will bring you. Would you like to see some? What are they called? Oh, that would have been so good.
Exoskeleton.
What are snails called?
One."
In French.
Don't know.
Oh, that's a real shame.
Would you eat a snail?
Nah. No. It disgusts me.
Ugh.
I think the worst creature on the planet is a slug.
Oh, yeah.
I genuinely think the worst creature, like the bottom of all of the creatures that you can possibly imagine, even worse than a blobfish. Escargot, that's what right. they're called. That's what a snail's called. Would you like a escargot? Or maybe you would like a
blobfish.
Blobfish. I wonder what a blobfish tastes like. Do you think there's certain,
not pleasant, I'll tell you.
Do you think there's certain creatures out there that like kind of sit and look at all the other creatures like the lobsters and go, I'm fucking tastier than that. Why don't they try and eat me?
Oh, I thought you were going to go the other way, where there's certain creatures that are absolutely orgasmically lush to eat, but we're not eating them because we're put off by the way they look.
Uh-huh.
Similar to what this book's trying to claim about lobster.
Yeah.
So they were like deemed as repulsive, but actually delicious.
Yeah.
Wonder what other things are like that. But you went the other way, where you think lobsters are bumming around the ocean bed going, oh man, I love being tasty to them human beings.
I think they probably are, yeah. I think lobsters probably like throw it about and go like, you understand how nice we taste, yeah? You don't get it. Obviously, you don't get it because you're a fucking blobfish, but we are really tasty. I've got two things to say then. Would you, actually, I'll come back to that one. It's about how tasty you are. So the second one is... what's the crack with stuff that obviously is shit and obviously tastes like shit, but people like...
but people... It was the intensity there.
I know.
It was terrifying.
What's the fucking crack? But like things like caviar, which obviously like tastes a bit like shit. But like
what's caviar?
Is caviar is like fish eggs, isn't it?
It's fish's poo, your lordship.
Is it
no,
poo?
It's not. It's
eggs.
That was a reference to a TV show.
Oh, right. Okay. My apologies. I didn't get that. But it's like fish eggs, isn't it? So,
yes.
So why is that
sturgeon such... fish, I think it is.
Ah, right. Okay.
I think it is.
The quitter. So there's certain things that are like really like revered and stuff, but like obviously just a fucking bit shit.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to imagine it like those fish eggs are in quite, you can get quite a few of them like reasonably easily. So I understand what you're saying about how the demand, like overfishing and stuff, so lobster becomes, if something like lobster becomes more rare, then it's going to become more sort of the higher classes are going to want it more because it is rare.
Well, I was thinking other food sources like dissipate.
Mm-hmm.
So then we'll eat lobster, fuck it. There's nothing else to eat.
Oh, right, I see. Okay.
And then over time, so people are like, oh, this is actually quite nice.
Right, so you're saying that overfish and other things, and then maybe lobsters were the only things that kind of weren't susceptible to sea mines, because there was a lot of sea mines during World War II, wasn't there? Maybe. Maybe lobsters were the only ones that could, like... I saw an article very recently, and this is interesting. I'll come back to that, actually. I want to ask you this one question first.
Was this... right. Sorry, I'll let you...
This article was about fucking how mad my brain is. But would you be... Would you feel... Say we're sitting... we're sitting in a pot. Or we're sitting next to a pot. And this guy goes, right, I'm going to eat you. And he points at you.
Uh-huh. But not
or
you.
He points at me. Mm-hmm. Actually, for you, he would say, he points at me and he goes, I want to eat you. Would you feel sort of like a bit like put out? You'd be like, well, why don't you want to eat me? Like, why don't you? But I'm really tasty. Why don't you want to eat me?
No, I'm thinking of a retro game where at the end you skip off into the into the valley. That's uh-huh. how I would do. I'd skip off. I'd be wicked.
What retro game is that?
I can't remember. At the end of the level, you just skip off like do 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 like that off into the.
Because I would feel like if like they had an option between me and you, there would be a little tiny part of me would go, why wouldn't you? Why? What's wrong with me? Like, why didn't you want to taste my flesh?
Well, I'm glad this. If ever this happens.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad. I would love to be around you because I would easily sell you if he did pick me. I'd be like, ah, no, you don't want me.
Yeah.
That guy over there.
If you peel off, if you sort of shave him first.
Do you think that's what would put people off? How I'm quite hairy.
Are you?
Yeah.
You must wax then, because whenever I've seen you sliding around the pod.
I put a lot of oil down.
Yeah. No, I mean, if we ever get boarded by cannibals, then you'll know. I'll be going, oh no, don't, oh no, ow, don't chew me there. Oh,
I've just fell down and inserted an apple in my anus. Oh, no, because that goes pairs rather nice. And like, hiding some bottles of wine, like, oh, that pairs well with my flesh.
Oh no, don't, oh God. He has a Malbec. Don't, whatever you do, don't drink that before you have a mouthful of me.
Right, good. This is all awesome. I hope if ever we do get boarded by cannibal aliens or something.
Yeah.
Well, would there be cannibal aliens? Is that
right? Oh, that's a good point, actually.
I don't think they would.
They'd just be human-eating aliens. So, yeah.
Yeah.
We'd have to be boarded by those pirates that we saw. Did you see them?
No. Is this part of your fever dream, part two?
No, this was real. This was genuine. I was having one of my stares out the window, out the porthole, and there was a what I would call a pirate ship. It had a flag.
It was it very had stiff. A flag, and I was going to say in space.
It didn't move. So I saw this article. I was back up looking at the that thing that flips about. Yeah, I remember. I temporarily remembered what it was called—a microfleche or something like that. I don't even know. But it was flicking about, and I saw this article from back in 2023, maybe I think it was. That was a long, long time ago. But apparently, they're looking at farming octopi or octopuses.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what the plural is. And there was scientists that were very concerned because of the intelligence levels of octopuses.
That's what I was about to say. So they are supposed to be quite intelligent. And didn't they use one of them to like try and find out who was going to win the World Cup one year?
Aye, fucking. There's no wonder we were fucked. There's no wonder that what happened when we did shit like that.
Dopey,
you know what I mean?
Species we
are. If you think about the sort of stuff we could have achieved... And all we did was fuck about octopuses and think, oh, yeah, I wonder what this octopus thinks about football.
Have you ever had any octopus?
Yeah, I've tried it. Yeah, I tried it. It was the tentacle, the suckers and stuff like that. And nah,
it's off-putting, isn't it?
Like, the first bite is with the eye, I'm always told. Like,
yeah, but you're brought up in a way where we, like, the sort of food we eat is rather narrow, isn't it?
Beige.
Yeah.
A lot of goujon. What's your thoughts on goujons? Gooey John. That was a kid I used to went to school with.
Was it?
Yeah. I mean, I've had lobster.
Yeah.
And it is... I once had a beautiful lobster and champagne. Champagne going back to months ago when we talked about champagne. But it was a lobster and champagne pasta. That was beautiful. So it is, I understand it is a tasty flesh, but it's just, it'd be interesting to know what happened. Like genuinely the facts behind what.
Because I think the thing you're saying is because there was a lot of sea mines, they basically eradicated other types of things to eat. So these people are like, just like, oh, whatever. There's hardly any, the things that are like lower down in the ocean, like not the fish, like tuna or like... Sharks as well. I mean,
they were blown up all over the place.
No,
absolutely, because they used to go for the mines because they thought like, let's have a go at this mine. And
what a strange mind you
mine. I think I don't know. Maybe there was sort of some sort of technology developed during World War II that allowed them to capture these lobsters a lot more easily. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, I haven't seen any advanced technology when I've seen like how to catch lobster. It's just them stupid like boxes and the one day in and going, I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah. It's funny that's never, it doesn't really seem to have changed. They still use like very, very similar things that they've used for centuries.
Well, that's good in a way because as soon as you get things where they don't have a fighting chance.
Yeah.
That's when you start overfishing and stuff.
Would you think you would go to a proper lobster restaurant where you have to wear like a bib and use the things to crack their claws and stuff like that?
Well, when you say proper, I mean, that doesn't sound like a bib. A bib.
Yeah, like, you used to have to wear a bib.
I was going to say, actually, before I got a little sidelined by the word bib, is I wouldn't like to go and pick one.
Oh, you know? I know, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'll have that guy, please. He's like, me, me, me,
that must be pretty distressing, like.
And then they get put into boiling hot water and die that way. That's horrible.
Yeah.
But then what isn't horrible, you know, like...
Well,
how we killed animals.
Isn't it frog where if the... back when we used to kill... Remember, we used to kill animals.
Mm-hmm.
A frog that you... if you put it in a pot of water and then slowly heat it up, it won't jump out. It'll just die because it'll just wait until it's too hot and then it'll just die. But if you put a frog in boiling water, it'll jump out again. And that's like some sort of metaphor for, I don't know, finance or business or something. I don't know.
If ever I open a business, I'll have that on me, like on me T-shirt or something.
He used to say that in Wall Street all the time.
Did they?
Yeah. Along with, it, you don't have to be crazy here, crazy to work here, but it helps.
That's slightly less brutal than this.
And this clock will never be stolen because it's always being watched. That was another one.
And broken clocks, right twice or some.
Yeah. Not a digital one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hungry now.
Yeah, I might have a. Oh, we'll have what we're eating tonight. What's on the menu?
Fabricated lobster claws.
Awesome.
Yeah. It'll take like 3 or 4 hours to print on the 3D printer. But tell you what.
Sinewy. Tastes delicious.
Very sinewy.
Yeah. I might give it a miss.
Yeah. I might eat you instead.
About a time when dinosaurs roamed the earth, and when I look back on that sweet planet, I feel like I can see their tracks. I think if there's no spread now, I think, well, are we really doing better? Or are we just doing more? Are we just doing more of the same? Found a fossil that I got when I was a kid, like a trilobite, and we bought it from some resort in a national park. Seems like a very long time ago. I don't think anybody's walked in that national park for many years, and I don't think anyone's walked on the earth for many years. I don't think anyone's left tracks on the earth for many years. Do you know what? It strikes me that the earth probably feels a hell of a lot better now that we're out here and it's down there. This is Tin Soldier. Looking down and thinking, wow, that really was paradise.
Fucking hypothetical question for you, mate.
All right, yeah. I like them.
Do you want it?
I'm not going to beg for it, but yes, I do.
So it's a hypothetical. I think you can probably relate to because it's something you've done countless times. So if you just sort of try to clear your mind, please. sort of try to clear your mind, right?
I want to increase the amount of oxygen you're getting in your pod upstairs because I feel like you're not getting enough.
It's fine, man. It just keeps us right.
Yeah, it keeps you a bit bouncing across the room.
I feel fucking focused, man. I feel so fucking focused.
Less caffeine as well, wouldn't it, man?
It's homemade caffeine.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. It's caffeine you can scrape off. You've got to scrape it off a certain area of your body.
I think you're actually ingesting ecstasy, but never mind.
I'm thinking of seeing if there's a way we can turn the athlete's foot that we've both been suffering from into some sort of like...
No, I haven't.
I feel like we could make it into some sort of hallucinogenic, but a spread.
a delicious spread.
Jesus Christ. So I've got this hypothetical for you. So like I say, it's something you've done countless times, but you are changing the polypropylene in the fuel cells. You know, that
The polypropylene.
The polypropylene fuel in the fuel cells, the stuff that's really integral to ensuring that the fuel cells remain lubricated.
Yeah, I do that quite regularly.
You do it all the time. I hope you have.
Shit.
Be right back.
Yeah. Uh-oh. On an unrelated. Oh, fuck, I can't get out, can I?
No.
Because the lock we're in this.
Well, hopefully. You'll
remind us on at the end.
Okay.
Please, God. For the sake of your life.
I know. For all of our lives. And for the cannibal aliens. Imagine, you know, you're changing it. This is normal. And you spill a little bit on your hands or your feet or anywhere else you choose to spill it. You aren't wearing your PPE because, you know, you're too cool to wear your PPE. You know what PPE is, yeah?
Yes.
You wouldn't think you would. Looking at you sometimes, wow. I meant to talk to you about that.
Again, the come down. It's just the homemade caffeine. It's got to be ups and downs.
It's got to be cruel to be kind. It's because I love you too much. I don't want you being hurt by the polypropylene. Now, as a result of spilling this on you, it has an effect on you at a cellular level. Okay? Cellular level. Now, that's
this
your
isn't going to be in a massive, big build-up to being a dick joke or something, is it?
Absolutely not. I wouldn't make a joke about your penis.
Right.
Because it's funny enough as it is. But what happens when you spill this on you, like I say, a cellular level sort of reaction. Now, what it does is it makes one of your senses, it dulls one of your senses, right? So it's dulled. It's not quite gone, but it's dulled. So it's like very, it's very, very, it's very dulled, okay? Now, another one of your senses, it boosts that to an almost excruciating degree.
Okay, right? Yeah.
So you've got to tell me which two senses that you have. And if you need, I can remind you of the five senses.
Please.
So you've got flavour.
Flavour is a sense.
Scent. No, you've got smell. Taste, touch, sight. What's the other one?
Flavour. Go through these ones that you've just like.
So you've got five senses, right? You've got flavour.
Flavour.
You've got scent.
Scent.
You've got feel. You've got visuals. And what's the other one? Oh, audio.
Wow.
What was the first one again?
Flavor.
Why is so that, stupid.
Is that like your album or something?
I like that, flavor.
Flavor.
So for the people who prefer, you know, to not have fun, taste, touch, smell, sight, fuck, hearing, yeah?
Okay.
So you've got to choose one that will be dulled to the point of almost gone, but not quite. So imagine how fucking irritating that would be. And then another one that is heightened to the point where it's like, oh, it's fucking hell.
Is this indefinite as well? Or limited?
Nah, for the rest of your life, man.
Well, you said on a cellular level, like, does that not just go off after a while?
If something's changed to a cellular level? Nah, mate, it's cellular.
Oh.
Mate, it's gone.
Your
flavour's fucked for life.
I feel like if I had to live with something down something.
Flavour.
Probably be flavour. You'd miss food though, wouldn't you? You'd miss like.
Like I say, this is a thing.
This is difficult.
Do you know why it's difficult and why, dare I say, genius? Because I'm not saying. I'm not saying which one of your senses would you lose. I'm saying which one would be dulled to the point where it's almost gone.
Mm-hmm. So is that lingering kind of like
it must be so frustrating. And which one is heightened to the point, I know I've said this three times, I'm aware I've said this three times. Which one's heightened to the point where it's almost excruciating?
Okay, well, I would hear it like say like I don't know, hearing, imagine that being, because I struggle to get to sleep in the pod because of that whirring noise and also that like weird little noise.
Can you hear that?
Like that, and I go, what's that? And then it's like, I'll put my head back down again. And I just say, that's weird. If that's excruciatingly loud, I would hear that.
I didn't think you could hear that, to be honest.
All right.
Yeah.
What is it? Is it something to do with like the solar system or something?
Mate, don't worry about it.
I thought it was the sound of the sun.
It is. It's the sound of the sun. He's trying to...
Oh, he's like knocking.
Wake up, buddy.
Yoo-hoo, buddy.
Hey, buddy. It's time to get up, buddy.
Yoo-hoo, yeah. Buddy. It's 3 a.m., but, you know, yeah. I'm it's around. 3 a.m.
Hey, have you seen what your friend's doing? Don't look in there. Time to get up, though, buddy.
So I don't want sound. That's like, I don't want that loud. That, like, yeah. But then I'd miss, you know, music and stuff. So if it was dulled. So I'm eradicating that from both of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sight's another difficult one, isn't it? You wouldn't want that. And I could wear sunglasses.
Sight. So that's an interesting one, actually, if it's heightened to the point where it's almost excruciating. But could you? Yeah. So, yeah, if you wore sunglasses. But does that mean, though, that you'd be able to see really, really far or just see things in incredible detail?
Oh, I want that.
Oh, my God. This is such a good question.
But then you may find things repugnant that you once thought were nice.
It would be like that. Do you remember Ren and Stimpy? It would be like that, wouldn't it?
Close-up pictures.
Or that other shit cartoon that ripped off SpongeBob.
Oh, not quite like SpongeBob.
Ah, it wasn't a shit cartoon, but they ripped that off. They totally ripped that off. It might have been the same people. I miss cartoons.
Could make your own.
I could, yeah.
You got enough time on your hands.
But I don't have any pens or ink, so I'd have to be quite creative
with
the fluids that I'd use.
So
it'll be a flick book.
Like
flip book. What are they called? Flip books. Is that what they're called? I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Flip book?
But all the fluids would be flipped off as I was flipping through, is what I'm saying. Yeah. Like all over the place.
Anyway. I would have eyesight, like that's what's heightened. So and now we just wear sunglasses.
That's great. Excellent. Good choice.
And for
hang on, what have you done? You've done hearing, you've done sight. Let's go through them all for you.
Right, what's the other one?
Flavour.
Flavour. I would miss, to be honest with you, on this pod, we're not really, the food's not great. So there's your dull, end of conversation. Is the door not open yet?
No, let's do the other two, though. Other three. Mm-hmm. No, other two.
And what I want to hear your answers.
Just for the sake of brevity. That's not brevity, is it?
I want to hear your answers. Well.
Will you do the other two first?
What, remind me?
Touch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, touch could...
So imagine
since it's
both...
just me and you here. not really that bothered about that one.
I know, but you've got to consider everything. So imagine your sense of touch is heightened to the point where it's almost excruciating. So you're sitting in the chair and
hence I didn't pick it. I picked eyesight.
Yeah. Mm. Right. So you've chosen yours.
Yeah.
Well, what was the last one again?
Smell, yeah. Would it?
Smell. Now.
Well, that's all bad.
I'll start with sense of smell then. So if it was dulled, you wouldn't be able to smell if things were off. Or you wouldn't be able to smell a beautiful person's perfume or cologne. You wouldn't be able to smell.
Like what I'm wearing right now. Thank you very much for not noticing, you bastard.
Well, I know, but that's just your own. That is your personal cologne. It's not. Isn't it? You've done a little dab and then dip and touch, haven't you? With your own, the only source that it comes from. And to me, although that is something it's irresistible. I'm trying my best.
Would you like that ultra strong though?
That's why I'm strapped in.
Ah.
This is the thing. So I've already got a very, very strong sense of smell. Something to do with me neurological condition. So everything that I'll walk in a room and I'll go, something's not right.
Fucking hell.
I'll walk in and I'll go, right, what's happened here? Hang on.
Wow. You're like a TV detective that they never made a show about for a reason.
I'll walk in the room.
Because it's too unbelievable.
I'll walk in the room and I'll go, why does it smell like swimming pools in here? What's happened?
Yeah, that smell, yeah.
So I already have a very heightened sense of smell. I can't imagine my sense of smell getting any better or any more heightened. So for it to be to an excruciating degree, you'd be, say, if they still had streets, you'd be walking down the street and you'd be able to smell people's arses, basically. That's what I imagine. That's how bad it would be.
But Tom, to just get this off track slightly, I have I don't think I've got an amazing sense of hearing, but honestly, I'm such a light sleeper that I need to you know, it pisses us off the slightest little sounds.
Yeah.
So that's kind of similar to what you're saying. What you're actually saying here is you just have a little bit of a problem with smells. Not that you have this super heightened, you're like the Spider-Man of the smelling world. Well, you're just
imagine that was my superpower. Okay, guys, this way.
Was it the Avengers? Is that what they're called?
Don't remember. It was so long ago.
Well, imagine like they're getting a team of like superheroes together and need seven or something. It's like the last one, you know, they've got this guy who's got superpowers, you know, and this other guy who's like a Raj packet. I don't know.
Yeah.
And this other one that can like spin around. What about the last one? We need someone else. Let's flip through our books just to cover every avenue. You know, we might need a lot of things, you know. What about someone who's got a great sense of smell?
And you know what my superhero name would be? Nose Job.
Well, yeah.
So I think with touch... So I'm not going to choose nose. I'm not going to choose nose. The five senses: flavor, nose.
Nose. So
I'm not going to choose smell for either because I rely on my sense of smell for so many things to know when there's danger.
That's your like spidey sense,
for
nose
instance.
Job.
But also, I wouldn't be able to handle it if it was too much. Touch. Now, I can see a benefit from one of the touch ones, and bear with me here, Ross.
Oh, please, do not drive me to this area again. Let's back up again.
If your sense of touch was too heightened, then, like I say, if you were sitting in a room, everything would be excruciating. And also, if we did somehow get to the point where we were able to, interact with another life form... I want to be able to sort of prolong that as long as possible. So if my sense of touch is heightened to the level where it's excruciating, then I'm going to pop pretty quickly, man. So I think I'm probably going to choose touch to be dulled because I don't really rely on touch. Like if I'm back up on the solar arrays and I'm screwing something in again, like I was last week, then... it'll be all right. I'll be able to feel the screws and stuff. I'll be fine.
But I'm interested because you said you've got such a good sense of smell.
Yes.
Why not just like lower that ability down then? If you have such a good sense of smell, then lowering it down will just take it to the level of a mere mortal like myself. So Nose Job's lost his powers, but in the same sense, you said it had a burden, you know. With great powers comes great responsibility. You'll have to just give up the responsibility.
I know, but I don't want to pop too quick. So I'm going to go with touch.
For touch. And what's your heightened mama then?
So what's the other one? You said sight, didn't you? I think sight is a good one. Like being able to see either really far or in a lot of detail. Hearing, I agree. Hearing if it's too loud or too quiet, that would drive me crazy. There's nothing worse than if someone's turned the volume down on something like a radio, for instance, my radios or TVs. Remember TVs? If the volume's too quiet in a room, it's distracting as fuck. I find a quiet piece of media more distracting than a loud piece of media. I don't know if you agree. Looks like you
do. I don't. No. I'll make it clear. I don't.
It looks like you agree, though. What I mean is, if you can't, because if I'm in a room when I used to be in rooms. And there used to be a TV in the room. If the volume was down, it used to drive me to distraction. But, yeah, I also couldn't handle things being too loud. It would be like having tinnitus just all the time. So fuck that. So that's hearing, that's sight, that's smell, flavour. So if it's dulled, I think if it's dulled, you're like entering a world of pain, basically, because you don't really know potentially what you're putting in your mouth. Like blind taste test. If you can't quite taste something, anything's going in there. Anything's going in, pretty much. And you're like, oh, kind of tastes like chocolate, but it might actually be like actual shit. You just don't know. You don't know. But if it's too much, what have I chosen? I've chosen touch for dulled. I think flavour might be the one that I'll choose for heightened, because I think the way that the way that I feel, or the way that humans, or I don't know if you agree, the way you feel sometimes when you taste something that tastes incredible, imagine that to the point where it's not quite excruciating, but it is almost excruciating. That must be, dare I say, almost orgasmic.
Yeah, but that's like if we're living in fucking Michelin star restaurant.
Let's pretend we are.
But we're not.
No, but this is hypothetical. It's a hypothetical. In the same way that I'm hypothetically saying that you've changed that, which you obviously haven't changed because you've made it quite clear that you haven't. So good luck to us. Maybe we'll make it. Maybe we won't.
Because I've changed my mind quickly. Change if we're living back on planet Earth.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to have taste heightened. But for
very interesting. Very interesting. Very interesting choice.
A different reason to you. Okay. I can make a profession from it.
Ah, okay.
Wine taster or all that sort of stuff.
Nice. No, that's good. That's excellent. Imagine licking a stamp if your sense of flavour is heightened. Ooh.
You don't have to lick stamps anymore. They're self-adhesive.
I know, but imagine. Remember stamps. Sorry, I interrupted you.
I was just going to go. I was going to try and break your system, but I've give up.
Okay.
May you read me a joke, please?
There's one last one.
Okay.
What was it? Smell. Flavor. Touch. Hearing. Sight. Have I done them all then?
I think you have. Yeah.
Touch. Flavor. Hearing. Sight. Smell.
Aye.
Yeah, I've done them all. So what did I choose? Flavour and touch, dulled. Yeah. And what did you choose? You chose flavour as well, didn't you?
Heightened flavour. I've changed the flavour if it's on this, like if we're back like somewhere else, but like no one.
What was your original ones though?
It was eyesight, which I would...
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because I've seen like...
You stick with eyesight.
Okay, I'm going to make money from that.
I mean, I would say this, but I thought that was a fucking good question.
It was confusing.
Do you want a joke then? Choose a quick one.
28.
Oh, wow. You've chosen one of the shortest ones in the whole thing. You genuinely have. That's incredible.
The ticker's clicking down as
well. I can't believe that. Fucking hell. Right. Okay. Just look at that picture, first of all. This is in 28, but just look at that picture. Isn't that mental?
Oh, God.
Right. So 28. This one's called Want to Cap the Lot. So, little Tadger came in from school crying, Ma, he says, all me mates at school keep calling me Big Head. Haven't I not got a big head, Ma? Of course not. Oh. Of course you haven't got a big head, son, said his mother. Just nip down the corner shop and get me 3 stone of tatties in your cap.
Mm.
So it's implying that he's got a massive cap.
So hold on, was called Tadger.
He's called fucking Tadger.
And he comes back saying that he's getting bullied because they're saying he has a big head. I think if your name was Tadger and you went to school...
Are you implying that he's got a massive... The head is the head of his penis.
No, I didn't think about that. I was thinking, Tadger? They would just say... Why are you named after a penis?
Right,
because that's what people from the north look at the size of me Tadger means. The size of me
tail. Tailie. Sometimes call it a tail as well, don't they?
Sometimes.
Dirty boys. Dirty boys. Dirty, dirty boys.
It's been a lot of dirty talk, hasn't it?
It's been a dirty episode.
Dirty episode. What about space?
I don't know what I mean by that dirty episode. I don't know what that
means. I don't know. I think you need to.
I'm going to get
stop drinking.
I'm going to get zapped on the way out, aren't I?
Yeah.
I'm becoming too self-aware. They'll not like that. Oh, well. I've enjoyed this one, Ross. Have you enjoyed this one? I feel like you're warming to me a little bit.
Well, you know, I'm like a high-class hooker. I like to show off that I'm like, woo, I love your company. But then when the clock stops, I'm like, out of here, baby.
That's time. Immediately zip up your... boots.
I'm high class.
Yeah.
I don't need any.
Well, I can't wait till the next one. Because that's the only time I see you. So
yeah. Well, good luck getting the oxygen running up in your in your area, because I feel like you need a bit more.
I need
oxygen.
Something like
and less of this homemade caffeine as well.
Yeah, I'm a little bit constricted.
And I'm just gonna keep chugging along down the bottom with this fuel you mentioned. I mean,
I get the fuel cell.
Yeah, I mean,
because although I'm not that, to be honest, that interested in sort of pursuing this existence in the in this darkness, I do. I'm quite fond of you, so I wouldn't mind.
Oh,
so
you're looking after me?
Yeah, just for you.
I'll go on a wild goose this. I hope it isn't like a long stand I'm looking for.
Yes, if you wouldn't mind,
tartan paint.
I was going to say if you wouldn't mind picking us up some chicken lips. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay. See you. Bye.